7:05 in the morning, phone line 0605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I assume that we're streaming live there. Are we checking? Is our streaming on there, Savannah?
Our streaming is on.
Okay, what happened was it looks like the network had an outage right there for about a minute, so we just hop in here, and we hate to have like a minute worth of dead air, even though that in the past we may have had a couple seconds now. And then how are you, Savannah, after your trip?
I'm good. Went to South Dakota, hung out with my mom and my family, so it was really nice being out there.
Did you enjoy seeing your family?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad. We're happy you're back. So we're going to have you rest of the summer here.
I'm going to be here.
We'll just work your ponytail right off then. Okay. Hey, let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisors, Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are positive following the jobs report. Currently, the Dow's up 70 points at 16,906, while the NASDAQ's up 18 at 4,315, and the S&P 500's up 6 at 1,947. Oil's up 36 cents a barrel at $102.85, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.41%. Gold's down $6.16 this morning at $1,247, while silver's down 9 cents at $18.90 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Big Blue's up $1.20 at $187.21. ExxonMobil's up 33 cents at $100.88, while McDonald's is down a dime at $102.34. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06 in the morning. Financial freedom, what to do with your investments. Are your investments going in the right direction? These are the people you need to talk to. Every one of them has been on the show. You've gotten to meet them. Good people making great decisions. Give them a call at 243-7561. What's the weather look like today, Savannah? Are we at 100 degrees? Oh, again?
Yeah, we are going to be at 100 degrees. Currently it is 69 degrees, going to get up to a high of 101 and a low of 64. Saturday is going to be a high of 102, low of 66. Sunday's looking at a high of 105 and a low of 65, so it's going to be a hot week. And our weather is always sponsored by Shasta Gas Propane. They're family-owned and operated, so give them a call at 530-365-3793.
All right. Hey, look, before we start with our pet of the week, let's talk about a couple of things. This is D-Day. 70 years ago today was the attack, into the first attack into the into Europe from going in from England into France in Normandy. It was a lot of things happening then. One of our citizens right here in Reading, Thomas Oglesby, 95 years old, landed at Normandy Beach. He was in the third wave there, so was wounded. And while he fought through World War II, my father landed at Normandy that same today, 70 years ago. And this summer we're going to be able to take a trip, and my sister and I are going to be able to walk the beach where Dad landed. But here's some facts, just some few facts. Why was it called D-Day? Well, D-Day has always been the in Army manuals dating as back as far as World War I, using the term HR and D-Day. The approximately 5,000 vessels transported 150,000 men and 30,000 vehicles across the English Channel. Six parachute regiments, including 13,000 men, were transported in over 800 planes. Approximately 300 planes dropped bombs along the coast of Normandy immediately before the invasion began. D-Day was supposed to be June 5th, but bad weather, and so they held it off for a day. War planners projected 5,000 tons of gasoline would be needed daily for the first 20 days after the initial invasion. And also projected 3,489 tons of soap would be needed for the first 4 months. Soap. See, these are things you don't think about. You see these movies like Saving Private Ryan. They come across the beach, and everybody's getting shot up, and everything is the fighting. But you don't think that right behind them, a few waves back, comes loads of food and gas and soap. Because you have to keep the army moving, and you have to feed them, and all the food they were having to bring over. From D-Day through Christmas over in 1944, over 30,000 Germans were captured and sent to American prisoner of war camps. Many POW camps were located in the United States. 33 detention facilities were located in Texas. So you think about that. Within weeks, supplies were unloaded at Utah and Omaha beaches at the rate of 20,000 tons per day, and that's just what we were talking about. So when you think about it, there's so many things that went on that day. But it was the introduction of American forces into Europe, and it was the beginning of the end for Hitler and his gang of thugs and assassins and murderers. Okay. Another thing that's going on this weekend is, I want to hit it, is the event at South City Park. And they're going to have a take back, I guess you could say, take back South City Park. Anyway, everybody's going to be out there. The police are going to be out there. We're going to have softball games between the police and Asphalt Cowboys. And, of course, the Colt 45's game is going Saturday. And Officer Sam Lamas is kind of heading this up. And he has done a lot to do a lot, you know, a lot for our community. But he says, you know, a lot of people have been scared and are put off by going to South City Park, but they're wanting to take this back, including Rick Bassetti, our mayor, and also the, you know, the general manager and the coach of the Colt 45. So they're talking about so many groups coming in there, tennis, or, you know, all types of things, of groups that are coming in. And they want to take this park, this beautiful park, back. So that's what they're going to do. And this is going to start tomorrow, Saturday, down at South City Park from noon to 5:30 p.m. With, they're going to have booze. The fair is going to be followed by a softball game between the Shasta County Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Asphalt Cowboy. And then, of course, the Redding Colt 45s and the Sacramento Legends. And we'll be all out there. Linda, in fact, is singing the national anthem for that. It's going to be at South City Park in Tiger Field. They have registered 30 nonprofits, government agencies, and businesses that are going to participate in the fair, designed to get families to use the park more often while also promoting public involvement in the community. It's great. I think it's a great idea, and I think everybody should go out there because we need to take that park back. It's too beautiful to leave to people that are maybe don't have the best interests of our community in their heart. All right. It must be Friday. It must be Haven Humane. It must be Spencer.
Good morning.
And you've got today something a little bit different. In fact, you and Savannah are holding your pets of the week. What can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yes, I brought in two rabbits with me this morning. We have one that's named Cowgirl, who is a tan in color with a little bit of gray highlights in her.
And, of course, that's who Savannah's got.
Yes.
Cowgirl.
And then I have Frankie, who is black and white, like spotted all over her body. They came into our shelter, believe it or not, their mom actually came into our shelter, and she was pregnant, gave birth to four babies when she came into our shelter.
Uh-huh.
We sent them into foster homes. Mm-hmm. That way they were in a nice, loving, nurturing environment while they got a little bit bigger, and because they were just born at our shelter.
Right.
The people did a wonderful job with them. They're just great animals. You can handle them. You can do just about anything to them. They don't jump around or wiggle and try to get away from you. They don't bite. They're just all the way around. The foster family did an absolute perfect job.
Cowgirl is so soft and cuddly. And those little lop ears. So
yes, they're little lop bunnies. Right now, they're about 8.5 weeks old. They will turn out to be about 10-pound bunnies or so. And rabbits live about 8 to 10 years on average.
Okay. So we have Cowgirl and Frankie. And here comes Cowgirl back to you. All right. How do they get a hold of Cowgirl and Frankie? These are really cute animals.
You could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road or give us a call at 241-1653. And I also wanted to throw out there really quick that you can actually litter box train rabbits. So you can actually have them indoors.
They can be indoors and they can be litter box trained. And they are just absolutely cute. I'm telling you what, they've got little, you know, they got little big feet. They got big, no, well, I guess. I shouldn't say little big feet. They're little, but they have big feet. The lop ears are just absolutely cute. They're great. So, I think you should be able to find a home for them. I mean, I would almost take those home.
How big
are they going to get?
Maybe 10 pounds at the most. Mom's pretty small. I think mom only weighs about 6 pounds.
Well, elk killer can chase them around. So
they're a great first pet.
Yeah. You know what they are? They're really cute. So great, great, great present for your kids, or just to have. You know, if you like an animal on that's quiet and that wants to sit in your lap. Yeah,
because that's all they want to do.
That's all they want to do. Look at them. Without you even holding her, she's just sitting there. All right, Spencer, thanks a lot. One more time, phone numbers?
241-1653.
Are we still 100%?
Yes, we are.
100% giving away animals off of, and or finding, not giving away, finding forever homes for our animal friends.
Yes, and that wouldn't be possible without your help, so we thank you for that.
Hey, don't we have something going tomorrow?
We do. Let's
talk about that a little bit.
We have our big event going on tomorrow, our Dogathon.
Dogathon?
It's going to run from about 3 till 6. It's going to be fun for the whole family. We'll have splash dogs out there, bounce houses, ice cream, bunch of carnival booths for the kids. And then from 7 to 10, we're going to have our Boot Scootin' Doggy Barbecue and live concert out there featuring Cattle Rocket, which is a country with a little bit of a rock twist in it. It's a great way to come out. You can bring your four-legged critter, your kids. It's going to be fun for the entire family. And all the proceeds go to help out the animals, just like these two rabbits find their way into forever.
This is a great thing. Out at Haven Humane tomorrow at 3 p.m. Go on out there and help our little animal. Help our little friends. Help our animal friends.
Please do.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Mark Baird's with us. He's one of the chief spokesmen for the State of Jefferson movement in California. But, of course, it's not just California anymore, and it's not just State of Jefferson. It's secession. I don't know if it's the right word, secession, but it's movements throughout the United States in different states that want to have more of a say in what's happening to them. And it's usually broken down between rural and urban. But we're going to get all the facts from Mark Baird as soon as we get back from these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to. Out in Corning, I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, I'd be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. It is 7:20 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, 69 degrees today, going up to over 100. You know, when you got the grandkids here, you're so glad. I'm so glad to fall into my sleep number bed. My sleep number setting is 35. Linda's is 40. And the one thing is after being with the kids all day long, is you realize that you're tired, and especially when you start early in the morning. And so one of the things that we really enjoy, of course, is the dual air technology. But now Sleep Number has introduced something called the Sleep IQ technology, available only with the Sleep Number beds. It provides a simple and intuitive way to know your better sleep. What it does is it records how you sleep at night and sends you that information through your own private app that will tell you exactly how you slept in the best, in a, you know, the settings and everything that can help you even get more sleep. And Sleep Number has been proven, clinically proven, to improve back problems, neck problems, and is Consumer Reports bed of the year. I mean, this is outstanding. I can't think of anything else to say about it except go down to our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center and see Brian and Janice and see what Sleep Number can do for you. It's guaranteed. It's warranties, and it's made in the United States, Sleep Number. Okay, let's go to our guest, Mark Baird. Mark, thanks for waiting.
Oh, that's okay, Carl. How you doing today?
Well, you know what? For somebody that owns a radio station too, so you understand this part about selling things.
Yes, the airtime is definitely expensive for you to produce, so you have to have advertising. And you know, I urge everybody, support the radio station that has this kind of programming, and you know, support the businesses that support Carl and Linda, because that's how you're able to hear these things every day.
Well, you know what? They don't get them anyplace else. I mean, it's just the way it is. And the fact is that the things we talk about, the shows we have, are local and community-oriented, and that's just the way we like it, and that's the way we're going to keep it. So, but Mark, even though I know that you've got your station, you're here today to talk about the state of Jefferson, the movement. You've become one of the leaders of the movement, if not the leader of the movement for better representation for people, the state of Jefferson, and more.
Well, I don't want to take credit for all of it. I mean, there are so many people that are working so hard at this, and I'm just a regular guy, and quite frankly, we're all waking up, and we really need to wake up. The population of California is 38 million people. There are 24 million of us that are able to vote. In other words, we're of age, we qualify to vote. Of that number, only 17 million register to vote. Now, of the 17 million people that registered to vote, only 3 million of them voted in the last governor's race. 3 million people out of 17 that were registered. Now, I've got a question, Carl. Can you guess how many government employees we have in California?
Oh, gosh. It was probably, 1 million?
2.4 million.
Do you think they voted?
I'll bet you 90% of them voted.
You know what? That's a scary thought, because what you're saying, by looking at your statistics, is that then the government employees voted for the person that would give them the best deal.
Well, sure, and you can't blame them. I mean,
that's makes sense.
Yeah, that's what a contract is. You're trying to get the best deal for yourself, and I can't blame anybody for wanting that. And they certainly, with the apathetic response to voting in this state, it's certainly possible.
Well, you know what? In this last election on Tuesday, we had in Shasta County, we had 20% of the people voted, which was higher than the state average of 18%.
Yeah, I don't think in Siskiyou County we did much better than that. And what I tell people whenever we go speak about the state of Jefferson, I say, look, if you would like to know who's responsible for the situation we're in the North State, I want you to go look in the nearest mirror. Because this is our fault for not participating, for not being awake in our own lives, for not caring about what's happening to us and trying to do something about these things. Because, once again, what's the price of liberty? Eternal vigilance.
And, bad things happen when good people don't do anything.
Well, that's right.
Well, you know, and here's the other thing, too, Mark, that I'm just thoroughly appalled about, is that Leland Yee, who is under indictment for malfeasance in office, gun running, dealing with terrorists, received well over 250,000 votes and 2,000 votes in Shasta County. What's going on there?
Well, I would say that people are not educated about the candidates. Certainly that's true. I mean, this guy is a criminal. He's a federal criminal. And he's not only a federal criminal, but he's the guy who's solely responsible for trying to take everyone's Second Amendment rights at the same time he's trying to sell guns to the gangs.
Yep, and I think that, let's get on with what happened in the elections, with what's going on with the Jefferson movement.
Well, in Siskiyou County, as you know, we had a Measure C, it was called, and this was an ill-conceived, ill-planned effort to form some kind of special district within Siskiyou County, like a flood control district. In fact, I know the people who originated this movement, and they used the health and safety codes to try to form a special district like a sewage control or a water district or any of the normal garbage collection or anything else. And they wanted to name that district Republic Territory of Jefferson or something like that.
Right.
And while I didn't agree with it, while I thought it was very ill-conceived and wouldn't accomplish anything, we stayed out of it because anybody that wants more liberty, God bless them and more power to them. But most of the voters agreed that it wouldn't accomplish the goal that they had pretended it would. And so Measure C did not pass here. And the Reading Searchlight, for example, in fact, a lot of papers picked up on the Reading Searchlight's story. The Reading Searchlight, of course, crafted the story to make it sound like the state of Jefferson, or that Siskiyou County was now out of the state of Jefferson, which couldn't be further from the truth. I thought it was just editorial misconduct, and it was yellow journalism. And one of the reporters called me the next day, and I really lit this poor guy up because he did no investigation whatsoever. He simply went with the editorial line. And what that tells me is that a lot of the articles in the newspaper today aren't news. They're editorials on the front page.
Yeah, well, we've seen that before in papers throughout America, and the Record Searchlight also does that occasionally. The thing about it is that the state of Jefferson, to rename it the state of Jefferson, had nothing to do with the movement that has gained so much support.
Oh, no.
That's the bottom line.
A lot of people thought it did, but no, it didn't have anything to do with the state of Jefferson at all. And in fact, Siskiyou County has a declaration. We now have five counties representing over 150,000 people that are making the statement that there is no representation for rural Northern California, and we need to change that dynamic.
So how is this going to happen? Is it just the state of Jefferson? Or if they change back to the way it was, where you had one senator per county, would that satisfy the requirements for representation?
It would certainly be a big help, but I don't think it would. I don't think it would be enough because the reason I don't think so is because the counties of rural Northern California have affinity for one another. We're linked historically, geographically, morally, economically, in every way. And the counties of Lower California are not. They're not the same people that we are. And I don't, we don't dislike them. We have family and friends. Everyone does down there. But our point is our area geographically is unique, and economically it's unique.
Yeah.
And we need representation specific to us, and we do not need the level of government that Lower California seems to want. So in my opinion, it wouldn't be enough. We need our own state because we need far less government. It's way too expensive. We not only can't afford that, but we don't want it, and we don't need it. And therefore, a state senator in each county in our own state, and we could really create a place that would flourish.
Okay. We're going to take an early break here. My guest is Mark Baird, state of Jefferson. Mark, when I get back, the big question is how do we pay for this? The state of Jefferson. And I think you need to outline that to people because people, oh my gosh, we get more money than we put into it. We're a bunch of beggars out here and we'll never be able to, we'll all be poor. So
sure.
I want you to address that when we get back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palos Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab it and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palos Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has the grandkids today. 69 degrees out there, going up to well over 100. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. North State's nutrition experts located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141 because they have it all in store delis, in nutritionists on the staff, you name it. They have it. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. I mean, it even smells healthy when you walk in there. I mean, it does. When you go and get a sandwich at their deli, it smells healthy when you walk into Orchard Nutrition. Now, how many other places can do that? Hey, before we go a little bit further here, they're having today from 12 p.m. to 12:45. Sex trafficking, drug abuse, property crime. What can you do more than you think? They're having a group of people that are going to talk about this at the corner of the park next to the Schrader Planetarium. And the parking can be accessed on Orange Street, and food trucks are going to be on site. Two speakers to talk about this. Our guest is Mark Baird, who is one of the leaders of the State of Jefferson movement. Okay, Mark, good morning. Welcome back. And, Mark, how are we going to pay for this?
Well, that part's easy. First, I'd like to qualify it, though. Number one, you cannot correct the economics unless you correct the representation. Because even if we had a thriving economy, and boy, it's almost a blessing that we don't, because if we had a thriving economy, the state of California would be taxing you to death right now. it is extremely important that people understand that we must correct our representative model, or it doesn't matter how much money you make. The only thing you're going to be doing is hanging it out on a peg saying, take my money, and take more of my money, take what's left of my money. So we must correct the representative model, and everyone should agree on that. I don't care what party you're from. I don't care whether you're left, right, or center. I don't care if you're green or Democrat or libertarian or Republican. You should want more representation, because that's the way, when you correct the economy, you'll be able to keep some of the money. Now, how are we going to correct the economy? We are not poor here. The North State is not poor. When you look out your window and you look at the mountains and you look at that farmland in front of you and you look at all of the resources we have, we're the wealthiest portion of the state of California. We have been impoverished by our own government, and that's a very important distinction. If we had a regulatory framework that was friendly to business, if we had a regulatory framework that would allow us to responsibly use our resources, we'd have more money than we could spend, and we'd have more jobs than people to do those jobs. That's how we're going to pay for it. But we have to correct the representative model first.
Okay. And I understand that, you know, you can't change anything unless you have a completely different model. And it talks about things like rules, regulations, environmental practices, and all that. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct.
So, but let me throw something else out here. I don't mean to interrupt you, but the feds have so much to say about what happens to land. Is there a way to keep them out of your business?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, the feds have very little to say about land under the 10th Amendment. The only say they have about land is federal trust land, and they are the managers of that land for the people of the United States. For example, the federal timber management plan, which the feds don't adhere to. If the feds would allow logging to the federal timber management plan that's in place right now, that's already passed NEPA, already passed CEQA, already passed all of its court challenges, you would probably see an uptick in employment in all of the resource counties because, for example, in Otero County in New Mexico, where they demanded logging in federal lands in order to protect their community from catastrophic wildfire, they opened two mills immediately, and all they did was log to the federal timber management plan that's already in place that the feds won't adhere to. If we had a state framework that insisted that the federal government obey the 10th Amendment, we would have resources in abundance and we'd have the ability to use those resources. The federal government has no jurisdiction in public health and safety, none whatsoever. They assume those duties because the state of California does not make the federal government follow their own rules. If all we had was a state that forced the federal government to follow its own rules, our economy would begin to flourish immediately.
Okay. People talk about policing. The California Highway Patrol immediately disappears. I think what people don't really realize, though, is that we're not talking about that one day you're Northern California and the next day you're the state of Jefferson or whatever state it is. I think this goes on over a period of two or three years. Am I correct here?
Yeah, you're correct. First of all, the state constitutional convention will decide what agencies we need and what agencies we don't need. That's first and foremost. And there are a lot of scare tactics out there, and they're intentional by people like the Searchlight and so on. For example, the Prison Guards Union in Del Norte County sent a letter to every one of their employees, and this is what it said. It said that if you vote for Measure A in Del Norte County and Measure A prevails, the prison will be immediately closed and you'll all be fired. And can you imagine that? Can you imagine a state that says, okay, well, we just don't need prisons anymore. Well, we don't need employees anymore. We still have roads, but we don't need anybody to fix them. So if you vote for the state of Jefferson, you won't have a job because we won't need road workers or we won't need police or we won't need firemen.
Yeah.
That's so ridiculous. A normal human being would just laugh that off. But the fear that brings to the surface in a lot of these groups is absolutely overwhelming. And I can't imagine the lies that these guys are capable of in order to stop representation in Northern California. And I can tell you why. I debated a USC professor on National Public Radio, And after we spoke about representation and Reynolds versus Sims and the fact that all of our representatives here, Jim Milton, Doug LaMalfa, Brian Daly, have all come out publicly and supported the state of Jefferson, he got really mad and he says, well, you just want to make us pay for the water we're taking from you.
Well, there you go. Well, no, we don't want to make you pay for it. We just want you to crawl on your bellies up here. No, there are so many things. You're right, Mark. There's so many scare tactics. There's so many things being said. What's the next step? Where are you going to from now? I mean, the movement is gaining power, and it's throughout the United States. And what I saw, I've read articles, had nothing to do with the state of Jefferson, but what it had to do was the distinctions between rural and urban areas. That the urban areas, because they have the votes, are voting things in that is destroying the life of the rural areas. And this is the big, and just what you're talking about, but this is happening in Colorado and even in places like Maryland and Virginia and, you know, several other states that, you know, we've got enough of this. We want to live our lives the way we like to live our lives.
Well, my friend Jeff Hare in Colorado, he's in a real fight there because they're trying now to have a statewide initiative which will force the legislature of Colorado to ignore Reynolds versus Sims and go back to the federal model of government. I know the opinion editor in the Searchlight, she's very quick to point out that we live in a democracy, and the inference was, and the young reporter said this, well, if we gain more representation here, doesn't that mean that someone else loses representation? Gosh, I just, you know, Carl, I'm absolutely astounded. So I did write a letter to her, and I wanted to give her a little civics lesson, and that's that we don't live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic.
And people forget and that.
And if Justice Warren was correct, and every election should be one man, one vote, and apportioned, and that apportionment overseen by the courts, which is a very dangerous precedent, not found in the Constitution, then why do we have two senators for each state? Why does the least populous state in the country have two senators, Wyoming, and why does the most populous state, California, only have two senators? The reason for that is that communities know votes should not represent rocks and trees and acres, but they should represent communities. And geography that's unique needs representation. People who have unique needs and unique communities need representation that they can look in the eye so that their issues can be addressed. And that's what we don't have. We have a government that's 900 miles away whose legislators pass taxes and pass bills that their constituents don't have to obey or pay for. The fire tax, I could go on and on and on, but the point is you have urban legislators who are free, fully free, because they have all the votes, to pass laws that their constituents don't have to obey.
Why don't we pass, why don't you tell them to pass a law, if we have to pay a fire tax, why don't they have to pay like a pollution tax if they're in the center of L.A., that they should have to pay $150 per car?
Well,
they will never do that.
Their legislators would suffer fallout from that because
of course.
Their constituents would say, hey, wait a minute, but they are free to pass CARB, and CARB is going to raise your fuel prices 20 cents a gallon starting in January. Now, I don't know about you, but I have to drive 28 miles to the mailbox, so I'm going to pay for CARB, not the person who in Los Angeles who is fully able and fully capable of taking the bus to work. He's not going to pay for it. You are. And well, you're already paying for it. Have you noticed the price of milk has gone up a couple of bucks a gallon in the last few months?
Well, everything's gone up. All the cost of food because the cost of fuel has gone up. And you're right, when CARB hits. And when you say 20 cents a gallon, I think you're lowballing it right there. It could go up to 50 cents a gallon. This time next year, we're going to be close to $5 a gallon for gas.
Right, and the governor of California has said he doesn't mind that. In fact, the president of the United States says he wants to get the price of gasoline up to what it is in Europe. And I tell you, I was in Europe a couple months ago, and it's about 12 bucks a gallon there.
Yeah, it is, and there's so many other things that they would like us to be like Europe, and Europe is imploding. Okay. Hey, Mark, okay, where's the next big step? Where are you going to?
We're heading down to Placer County. We have a town hall in Placer County on Sunday. We have a board of supervisors in Butte County that have the State of Jefferson Declaration on their agenda as an action item next week, and then we have Sutter County the following week has it on their agenda as an action item, and then we've got, I believe that some of the guys, Terry and some of the people, are going down to El Dorado County for a small town hall. They may have gone last night, I don't remember. And then we've got a presentation in Lake County next month, and we've got probably 10 other counties engaged.
You know, I think that, have you gotten into the, I think the governor, he's actually even said something, hasn't he? That they, that they welcome the people from the state of Jefferson. Was that something he said?
I believe that an AP, what happened was it was an AP reporter, I believe, actually spoke to the governor about this State of Jefferson Declaration, and he asked him, one of the complaints up there, once again, we're on a different planet, is that you never go and visit the people up there.
Yeah.
Well, you visit Jefferson now? And apparently he kind of laughed, and, oh, yeah, I'll go visit Jefferson more than I do. Well, I don't know about you guys, but the governor of California has never, ever been to Siskiyou County. In fact, in our historical research, we can't find any governor of California that's ever visited Siskiyou County. I submit to you that that's not adequate representation.
Nope.
We have a chief executive who not only does not represent us, but doesn't want to represent us. And yet we are subject to all of the laws that people who he does want to represent place upon us. If the time has come for 51, we have to do this, and we have to do it now.
All right. Well, then listen this one on that statement. It's time. Time has come for 51. Next time, Mark, when I talk to you, I want to talk to you about the plans for, when to get it through here. You have to get it through the legislature and then then Congress. And I want to talk to you about that and spend some time talking about that and then some more specifics about how the state of Jefferson could be run. And can we do that next week sometime? Hello?
I can hear you. I'd be happy to talk to you about it.
Okay, I'd like to spend some more time on this next week because I want to keep this thing going too. I mean, the movement is there, but I think we need to talk about specifics and kind of throw up answers to the Record Searchlight and other places that are poo-pooing this or saying it's too hard to do.
Okay, I'd be happy to do that, Carl. You name the day, and I'll give you a call.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks a lot. Mark Baird, one of the leaders in the State of Jefferson movement that is not just the state of Jefferson in California. It's going throughout the United States from people that are tired of having to listen and obey laws from legislators who don't have their best interest in mind and are coming from urban areas and have no concept of what's going on in the rural areas or even in some of the urban areas. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Reading Mayor Rick Bassetti. Please join me and the rest of our community for the 13th annual REU Energy Fair Saturday, June 21st, from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Market Street Promenade. This year, the Energy Fair will highlight summer cooling and how to conserve energy during the hot summer months ahead. Over 40 local vendors demonstrating REU's home performance program, Energy Star appliances, water conservation products, the latest energy-saving technologies, and a fleet of plug-in electric and fuel-efficient vehicles. Activities for kids include free REU bucket truck rides, bounce houses, recreation programs, and snow cones. Mom and Dad will enjoy bonus rebates, local food vendors, drawing for Energy Star appliances, home energy makeover, and more. See you June 21st, beginning at 8:30 a.m. at the Market Street Promenade. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Reading Electric Utility. REU. Learn. Conserve. Save.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Ted Light here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our Ladies Only Personal Protection Class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:50 in the morning, 70 degrees out there, and going to 100 and something today. You know what? I'm not even sure what it is anymore. 104. 104 today. That's Barbara Harrison's helped me with that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Estate jewelry at its very best. People that go in and deal with Leonard have a great time. First of all, he's a great conversationalist, and he gives you the street facts. Plus, he has all types of jewelry that you could possibly want. And the only trained watch repairman in all the area is right there in Four Winds Jewelry. Give him a call at 222-2750 or just stop by 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. My guest, Barbara Harrison.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
And you brought with you your best buddy.
Yes. He's killing them dead and don't drink the water, let me tell you.
Well, I'm trying.
I mean, he is stealing the show. He's done an absolutely wonderful job along with everybody else in the cast.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, want to explain to us what exactly you're doing with this?
Well, good morning, Carl. Happy 70th anniversary of D-Day.
It's a big anniversary of D-Day.
Yes, 70, absolutely. Let's never forget.
We didn't even say your name. This is Dan Kupski.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dan Kupski. That's, you know, I've said
Dan Kupski, also known as Walter Hollander from New Jersey. I'm a caterer, and you got to come out and see Don't Drink the Water. We've got this weekend and next weekend. We close June the 14th, but it's a good time and a lot of fun. We're bringing a lot of laughs to Riverfront Playhouse.
It's hysterical.
So what am I seeing here then? We have, that's something else. Okay.
Well, we've got
all types of things.
We've got some fundraising events at Riverfront Playhouse.
Okay, let's start here now. Riverfront Playhouse, of course, you're trying, you know what? They're collecting money. You're getting these things to build the new playhouse.
Absolutely.
Right down on the corner of Pine and Placer. And, you know, this downtown, again, part of the downtown renovation, and government money's not being used. Is that right? I mean, this is just for the most part.
No. We've all raised local funds. We're in the process right now of negotiating with some banks and secure some bank funding. And we need to raise the gap. That's what all the fundraising is about. Need to close that gap in between what we can borrow. And we want to be a real responsible nonprofit, be able to debt service what we borrow.
We're almost there.
But with we think the significant event of putting that theater downtown, it's going to put a fit. There are so many people that don't experience live theater that can't even find the Riverfront because we're in this little warehouse district. But we have some quality shows. The entertainment value is exceptional, and the talent we have locally is amazing.
It's amazing talent, isn't it?
Yes, it is, as you know. So we've got some fundraisers. You know, June's a busy month here in Reading, but we've got this Sunday night, June the 8th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at Vintner Cellars at Placer in California. Alan and Jenna Laird at Vintner Cellars. We've got a night of raffle prizes, live music, food, and wine tasting. The tickets are $25 each, and the proceeds benefit Riverfront Playhouse. It's Tony Armsden and Unfenced is the name of the group that's going to play. And we just want you to come out and have a good time. We know it's a Taste of Reading is this weekend, so maybe after that event, you still want to sample some more.
Well, there's a lot of things going on Sunday or Saturday. They've got the South City Park.
Oh, yes.
Taking that back. They're going to have so many vendors. That's going to be going on. You've got the – you've got on Saturday you also have Haven Humane's having their big thing. Yeah. But this is Sunday. So after you've had a great time on Saturday, you kind of tail down on Sunday.
Exactly. Well, or you go to Taste of Ready until 4 right. o'clock, and then you come to us from 5 to 8. And Tony's band is a new group that he's put together, and it's a little bit of his jazz and a little bit of a light country flair to it. Supposed to be awesome, so I'm really looking forward to hearing that. And we've got some great raffle prizes and, like I say, wine tasting and good food that Jenna and Alan are putting together for us. So good, it should be a good
people
night.
Down there. Good
night.
Oh, I tell you, Jenna, what a entertainer she is, director and producer and all.
Absolutely.
She's awesome.
Outstanding. So,
and I have two tickets to give away.
Okay. Well, we have two tickets for Wake Up Out There. Okay, I know it's getting to be 100, and everybody's kind of like, and I've noticed that people are telling me they're on the road already because they're trying to get all the things done. We have two tickets to a special evening of music, food, live entertainment. These are $25 tickets for free. Give us a call, 605-4567. And this is down at Vintner Cellar on the corner of California and Placer.
Yes.
Right. And the and so it's going to be, I think it's going to be a great time. You can get food. You can win things. Live entertainment. It's a nice way to finish up the weekend.
Also, come down and ask us any questions about the theater. It's a very good time to do it. So,
okay,
right, there's a caller.
Well, we've had we filled up the phones. You know, one of these days, I'm just going to say, okay, be the fifth caller, just have, and have people just keep going like that. Because, well, when we get our new studio started up, we're gonna put in more phone lines too.
That'll be
because
exciting. That'll
we've
be
had
exciting.
We get filled up here a lot. People like this, like community shows. Okay, so we have a winner. So thank you very much out there. Do we have a winner, or is somebody just calling in to tell me to shut up?
Brian.
Okay, Brian, you are our winner.
Congratulations, Brian.
Congratulations. Cool. Okay, what else we got going? We got like 4 minutes here.
Well, we are also going to be part of this Colts program that Rick Bassetti has put together so nicely for all the charities in town.
Rick Bassetti is just amazing. Okay, now, people may not agree with Rick on his politics.
Who cares? That's not what this is about.
But you know what? He's going to be on the show next week. Tomorrow, Linda is singing out there. It's going to be the Asphalt Cowboys night. Linda's singing the national anthem. My grandson, thanks to Rick Bassetti, is going to be the
ball boy
and ball boy, where he takes the balls out to the umpire. He is so excited.
Oh, good.
Well, he has done. If anybody's gone down there and seen what they've done to that stadium,
amazing,
the new seats,
amazing.
It's wonderful.
And I know so many people have helped, like Boyce Muse, and so many other people have helped. And I shout out to Boyce, but so many other people have helped. But you know what? And this is what I told Rick yesterday. Rick, it takes vision and it takes somebody to put this together. And he's done that. And, you know, whether you agree with him politically or not, he's looking down the road 10 years. And one of the things he's looking at is taking back South City Park, and I am behind that all the way.
Absolutely.
One of us should be like that, to take that park back away from the Denizens of that park that keep people scared and out of there. Okay, so I'm sorry.
Well, that's sort of what we're doing here, because we see the vision of what bringing Riverfront Playhouse to downtown Reading is going to do to revitalization, and having 200 and some people a night coming out to the bars and the restaurants and enjoying the downtown. And it is about revitalization and the quality of live theater. So we got the same vision, but Rick has done a fantastic job.
So back to the baseball game.
We got tickets for that.
We got two tickets for that.
And when's that going to be?
It's June 19th. June 19th. The game's at 7:15.
Yeah. All right, so we're giving away tickets to the second caller. Second caller at 605-4567 for baseball tickets out on the 19th. These are these are great tickets too.
General admission. Well, and let me just explain Rick a little bit further. He gives 50% back to the charity of choice for that night. So it's going to be a big help for us too, as well as awareness for people to know that we're still out there and we're still wanting to build this theater.
And come out and see some great baseball. These young college athletes,
they're so good.
They're the best in the country, and it's going to be the Reading Colts against Fontanetti's Athletics. So it should be a great game. June 19th, 7:15.
605-4567. We'll give away those tickets to the Colt 45s for Riverview. All right. Riverfront. I'm sorry. Riverview is, you know, the rivers. Okay, we got like a minute left. What else?
Well, down the line, you know, there's a big celebration for the Sundial Bridge, 10th anniversary of the bridge, and we have a night. Tuesday, June the 24th, Left Hook is going to be playing down at the Sundial Bridge there by the amphitheater along the river, and proceeds that night.
Well, we've got a lot of time. We will be pushing all of these, every one of these, that have to do with Riverfront, as you know, because we support you all.
Absolutely.
And we support Barbara because we're afraid not to. Somebody said, they said,
I love you too.
Here's Dee Domke's, you know, when Dee Domke comes up to say hello, it's like this. And she has her hand out. And this was yesterday at Turtle Bay. And, you know, and the thing is, how can you help this great charity? You know, Barbara, without you and people like you and Dee, this would not be a good place.
We train each other well.
All right. Hey, thank you so much. We're going to have you all back on, and we've got more things. We've given away tickets. Great things happening this week, and I'll talk a little bit more about them before we leave. Carl Linda Bai, KCNR 1460. Congressman Doug LaMoffa will be calling in after right after the break, and we'll be talking to him about what's going on with Bergdahl and everything else back in D.C. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama helping commemorate the 70th anniversary of the D-Day invasion of the Normandy beaches that turned a tide against Germany in World War II. The president said that the U.S. claim to liberty is, in his words, written in blood on the beaches and will endure for eternity. The president thanking all those who served then and now.
May God bless our veterans and all who serve with them, including those who rest here in eternal peace. And may God bless all who serve today for the peace and security of the world. May God bless the people of France, and may God bless our United States of America.
The White House says that President Obama has spoken with Russian President Putin on the sidelines at a lunch for world leaders during D-Day commemorations in France. Putin's spokesman says they agreed on the need for what they call the soonest end to bloodshed in southeastern Ukraine. Also at SRNews.com, in Afghanistan's capital city today, it was a close call for the country's leading presidential candidate, Abdullah Abdullah, to bomb struck near his convoy today after a campaign event in Kabul. Not quite as many jobs created in May as the experts said they were expecting, but 217,000 came close. And analyst Diane Swank at Mesirow Financial says more of those jobs were for high-skilled workers.
That's something we really want to see, because those are necessary kind of job gains to get many of the college grads and graduate students that haven't been able to get college grad jobs employed again.
Stocks are higher in early trading after the government's latest report on hiring, and the jobless rate held steady at 6.3%. Wall Street forecasters had actually expected it to inch up a notch, so that was good news, and it's enough to send the Dow up right now in early trading by 66 points. Also higher, the S&P and NASDAQ. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Lumber Liquidators has great news. Three major flooring manufacturers liquidated their excess hardwood, so now you get the deals with their major brand hardwood buyout sale. Get pre-finished hardwood flooring like beautiful three-quarter inch solid Brazilian cherry for just $279 a square foot. Hand-scraped bamboo for $179, even gunstock oak at a ridiculous $169. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Get special 15-month financing plus more incredible deals at your local store. But hurry, these amazing deals are only available Thursday through Monday.
Verizon Communications, the country's fourth largest home internet service provider, is telling Netflix to stop blaming it for bad quality or face a lawsuit.
Verizon is reacting to messages appearing on the screens of some Netflix subscribers which blame poor video quality on their internet service providers. The cease and desist letter Verizon sent to Netflix is a continuation of verbal and technological sparring between ISPs and Netflix, whose streaming service makes up a third of U.S. internet usage during peak evening hours. Internet service providers want to be compensated for establishing fast links to Netflix.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. One of the world's largest cell phone companies has revealed the scope of government snooping into phone networks. Vodafone says authorities in some countries are able to directly access an operator's network without even seeking permission. The company outlined the details in a report that is described the first of its kind, covering 29 countries. This is SRN News. One critic is dismissing yesterday's GM report on the delayed recall of those faulty ignition switches as, quote, the best report money can buy. That's because many feel that the company's internally subsidized report is not reliable. Kelley Blue Book senior analyst Carl Brower says GM did not get enough people involved.
I think they didn't involve enough people in enough different parts of the company. I think if you have everybody weighing in, I think it's more likely that someone's going to spot the fact that, wait a sec, if this thing's stalling and people...
And those faulty switches blamed for 13 deaths. Also at SRNnews.com, as America marks the 70th anniversary of D-Day, some will hear Dwight Eisenhower's historic address to the troops.
Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God.
And many today marveling that there was a time when a U.S. general could speak so openly about God and invoke his mercies. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 8:06 in the morning. Good morning, my friends. June 7th, the 70th anniversary of D-Day. And it's a time to kind of like sit back, and toward the end of the, you know, end of the show, we'll talk a little bit more about that. 70 years ago today, my father landed at Normandy. And in August, Linda and I have, and my sister, we've never done it before. We have the privilege and the honor to walk across those beaches that my father moved quickly across, as he explained to me one day, on this morning, 70 years ago. But, let's start off the show today. Let's start off with Josh Wiley. Josh, what's happening with Wall Street? Is it better?
It is better. This morning we are in positive territory following a really good jobs report. Currently the Dow's up 67 points at 16,903, while the NASDAQ's up 22 at 4,318, and the S&P 500 is up 7 at 1,948. Oil's up 32 cents a barrel at $102.80, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.41%. Gold's down $3.05 at $1,250, while silver's down 4 pennies at $18.96 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Pfizer is down 2 dimes at $29.56. Microsoft's up 14 cents at $41.35, while Facebook is down 23 cents at $62.96. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at this time, and 708-808-908. You know what? The people from Wells Fargo really have your best interest in heart, and we've had them on show here, and every one of them is quality people. Financial freedom, investments, go down and talk to them. Find out if your investments are going the direction they should be going, and if there's any changes, they will tell you what's going on. Give them a call at 243-7561, and then head on down to their offices on Park Marina Drive. Today is going to be warm, Savannah.
It's going to be
warm. And welcome back, Savannah.
Warm.
I haven't seen you, gosh, in almost a month, probably. You know, you're going to Switzerland, you're going to back home to Wyoming and Montana and all these other places. But now you're back for the summer.
I am back for the summer.
All right. Well, you got back. You brought the hot weather with you. Thank you very much.
I know. I know I did. It is hot.
Is the phone ringing?
Uh-huh.
Okay, better get the phone and I'll talk about the weather. It's going to be over 100 today. In fact, it's going to be a high near 104. North winds, 5 to 9 miles per hour. Tonight, a low around 64. Saturday, sunny and hot with a high near 102. And Saturday night, clear with a high around 68. Sunny and hot Sunday. Sunny and hot Monday. Sunday and hot Tuesday. Hey, Wednesday, it's cooling off all the way down to 97. All right. Hey, the weather's always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. Oh, and this portion of the show, and if we're talking about that, is Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. With outstanding service and all, make some models of heaters and air conditioners. Look, if you haven't had your air conditioner looked at, you haven't had the filters cleaned, if you haven't had the air ducts checked, you need to give Alliance Heating and Air a call. Martin out there gave $100 to two people's charities. It was supposed to be one, but two people called about the same time. First day it was $100. And he donated to both charities. Now, that's off. Don't call him anymore. But you can call him at 221-2642 and have him come out and take a look. Have his people come out and take a look at your systems. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Carl?
Are you effervescent this morning?
good morning, man.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Hey, Congressman, did you have a... Did the election? Congratulations for getting into that runoff.
Made it into the finals here.
So. Made it into the finals, and you know what? This was did you work hard on that, or was this just something you just said? Just okay, there's an election. I'm just doing my thing here.
Well, in that we have a top two runoff. It was, and given the congressional schedule this spring and all that, we focused pretty much on. Doing the job of the House and of the district, and not a lot of electioneering. So, but you know, we'll have time in the fall to spool that up for whatever we need to do then. So, I hadn't put a lot of focus on it here for June. I mean, if I can't make the top two in June, then there's something really, really wrong anyway. So,
I guess you could look at that that way. Hey, Congressman, the big news, of course, is Bergdahl. What's the feeling back there in the House? And I know even the Senate's is upset about this.
This all broke after we, most of it after we left town here last week for the week. This is our district week here. And so, I'm just, disgusted every time I see more about it. It just seems to get worse. And, you know, the most telling example of what's really wrong with it is when you talk to his, platoon mates there. And what they think about it. You know, it doesn't really matter what the talking heads on the news or the politicians or whatever think about it. It's when you talk to the guys that were in there and they weren't comfortable with what his actions were. As you know, I'll still go with the alleged right now because, you know, we can only see what we see, but on the news or what have you. But if indeed he was a deserter, that just makes the deal that was made that much worse. With the 5-for-1, giving them their whole dream team. I mean,
the dream team. Wow, I haven't heard that one before. I guess it's out there, but giving them the dream team out of Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah. So it's just vandalism of our system of justice here. There should be tribunals being held for everybody in Gitmo. This whole idea of closing Gitmo is absurd. Why do they want to try them in New York? Why do they want to just cut them loose? I mean, it's vandalism by the White House. I mean,
you know,
what we hold dear, for what the guys fought for, put those guys behind bars and have a process.
You know, I can understand getting Bergdahl back. I can understand that. But
we all get that.
Everybody understands that. But to have Susan Rice go out and brag about, oh, we've got a hero here, and then find out, to me, it's a total disconnect with the Obama administration and the military. When they would actually say something like that, when they made the announcement in Afghanistan, there was nobody cheering or going, oh yeah, because everybody knew the story. And yet the White House didn't seem to know the story.
Well, maybe they don't care what the story is. I mean, there's a brazenness from this White House that I think is unprecedented in any administration in the history of this country, with not caring too much about the rule of law, using executive orders, cutting loose the regulatory agencies on good working Americans. I mean, it's really, really hard to take at this point here, and this is just yet another trophy on the wall of the misconduct of the administration and Department of Justice and all their, you know, minions at IRS and Fish and Wildlife and Army Corps and EPA, you name it. Carl. It's just rampant.
At what point can you all start defunding some of these organizations?
Well, we're working through an appropriation process this summer here, and as each portion of the budget comes up, we have targeted amendments that move towards defunding those portions in those budgets that we think are wrong. So thank goodness we have a majority in the House of Representatives, because we have, on the Republican side, because my colleagues and I offer an amendment once in a while, too, that we're trying to target those areas of the budgets that are going for the wrong things. If it's defense authorization, if it's any other aspect of the budget items we're moving through, we're focusing on them and we're targeting those areas for reductions. And so we're having a fairly good run at it. And this harkens back to the getting a real budget done last in December.
Mm-hmm.
That we had some things that we were disturbed with in that budget, but nonetheless, we passed one that has now enabled us to have a true appropriation process instead of the last-minute bums rush to have to do a continuing resolution, which really gives us a little discretion. It falls then back to the White House and the Treasury on how the spending goes. So that's what was good about that, and we can actually hear this, and amendments are made to the appropriation document on the House floor, and we have a lot of great colleagues that, and some of the ones I offer occasionally too, to expose these things and defund those portions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we've
moving in that direction.
Made a giant improvement just having that budget process in place.
Okay, hey, Congressman, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like you to address the VA and what's happening with that. And then also up here during the election on Tuesday night, the state of Jefferson moved forward, it looks like, again. And just a couple of your thoughts on that. We had Mark Baird on earlier this morning. I don't know how long you can be. How long can you be with us today?
Good till bottom of the hour here somewhere.
Okay. All right. We can hit those when we get back. All right. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460, your community talk radio station.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palo Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today or less.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Reading. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoat. Seth has over 20 years' experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution. The boys are back in
town. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. 8:20 in the morning today, June 6th, 70th anniversary of D-Day today. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, of course, Espresso Joe's. Great coffee, different types of coffee, and cold drinks at prices that you can afford, even though that they clearly outclass other types of coffees in town. And, of course, walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And for Father's Day, if you buy a purchase of a Zippo lighter or humidor, you get a chance to win a Zippo man's watch. Our guest today, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Congressman, again, the VA, I saw the paper today. More scandal hits the front pages.
Which piece, Carl?
Yeah, you're right. When I say that, because there's so many of them, I think this one says, let me find it again, that it was, again, it was another, more people, and let me see where it is. Oh, VA waiting list scandal increases. An additional 18 veterans in Phoenix area whose names were kept off the official electronic Veterans Affairs appointment have died, the agency's acting secretary said. You know, this guy is Sloan Gibson. Who is this guy that's taken over the VA? Do you know anything about him?
We don't know, you know, a ton about him. I haven't been too worried about who the talking head in charge is. He might be an all right guy. Shinseki wasn't the worst guy in the world as far as being a good veteran, but
no.
He's not an administrator, and maybe he didn't have enough of the tools either. I don't want to, you know, make the whole discussion be about him.
No.
The system is rife with problems, and it needs to come down from the administration that appoints them, and it needs to be a stronger action from Congress. This has been frustrating me my whole time, in the House so far, and we're getting some action now. You know, our committee is being much more assertive on this issue, but you know, we passed a measure in the House in response to this incompetence here recently that went over and got parked in the Senate right away, just like they do with everything, that made it where it'd be a simpler, more streamlined process to fire the people that aren't getting the job done. And so now I see, you know, Senator McCain is teaming up with the socialist senator from Vermont, Sanders there, on a measure to put more funding into the VA or to the veterans' health care. They're talking about here having finally just given, you know, the vets their own Medicare card or however, whatever you want to call it, and they can buy anywhere they want, which is a concept I haven't understood why we haven't been doing that many, many years ago, is say, you know, let the vets go where the health care is for them, instead of waiting for an appointment for 3 to 6 months and getting on the bus at 5 a.m. and riding down some godforsaken place down in the Bay Area to have to get a simple appointment. Then sometimes they find out, oh, your appointment was canceled. Why can't they just go to some place like MD Imaging right there in Reading or something like that and get something done?
Well,
go to the dentist down there. I had a complaint from a veteran that has to drive 105 miles to get a dentist appointment, and then, you know, they asked me, how far do you have to go? And it all got worse from there, but my sympathy is with them, and we want to get this done. And so if this is a good measure that is going to be accountable, and, you know, it's $500 million, so, I mean, this is still taxpayer money. We want to be sure it performs. We want it to perform for the veterans. And so we'll be looking hard at that measure when we get back.
Well, frankly, I never could understand, you know, where TRICARE is the insurance that veterans have after they get out or sometimes when they're still on active duty. When you retire, you go on TRICARE, where so many doctors will not accept it because of the problems they had with payment and low payments and the length of time. So I could never understand that either, why you couldn't just be seen. The fact is I really don't, you know, the Veterans Administration, what I understand, turned in hundreds of, you know, rolled over hundreds of millions of dollars because they didn't, you know, they had the money, they just don't have the people to run this place. I'm just, you know, frankly appalled at the fact it's taken so long that, you know, this was started back with Bush. And it's taken it up to now when the new group of congressmen. And I'll say, look, you know, that Doug LaMalfa, when you were running, you and I talked, and you've got a group of veterans, your Veterans Council. And this is one of the reasons you all start pushing on this. This is why the VA in Oakland is under fire right now, as it should be, for letting you can't even get on the list due to these guys.
Well, yeah, I've been a state rep till a year and a half ago, so it wasn't my bailiwick to try and do this, but it's become so obviously clear with when people approach me as their federal representative. And I got to tell you, as a federal representative, you know, the closest representation of the federal government to the people is your member of the House of Representatives. And, you know, I have approximately 750,000 constituents that this first district serves, right? And so your next level would be your U.S. senator. Well, in California, that's 38 million. Then the next level of that is the President of the United States. That's all 310 million. So the closest to the people is your House member. And so let me tell you a little bit about Monday. I was down in the Bay Area, and it's something I've been kind of planning for a while anyway. I had also an additional reason with a family member who was not doing well. So it was a good dual-purpose trip to the Bay Area. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to pop in to the Oakland Regional Office because here's what's been going on, Carl. For a couple of weeks, our D.C. office has been trying to schedule a regular, normal appointment to get into the Oakland office, meet the people, talk to them about the different issues we're working with, the individual cases that we're fighting with, as well as this 14,000 files that we know about from we have some of the friends on the inside that go back as far as 1994, unprocessed. We know that many of those veterans in those 14,000 files have since died and still haven't been processed. It finally took me walking in, unannounced, to be able to get inside your federal building, your VA, as a member of the House of Representatives. And even then, they gave me some time, but after a while, they couldn't wait to get me out the door. And they complained that I had gone into some of those areas there that they thought were secure areas. And so I'm hearing all sorts of stuff. They're going to, like, file a complaint against the congressman for coming down and trying to demand accountability. This is going to get fun because these guys really, really make me angry down there. So we're going to have a new director comes in the middle of June, and so we're going to try to get an appointment with her and start on a good foot, a productive one. But right now it's been thwart after thwart by these folks to get to the bottom of some of these really big problems we have with the old files, with the backlog of cases, the numbers that they fudge to try and look like they're getting something done.
Yeah, hidden files in closets and all these things.
Cases that go back 20 and 30 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, they gave me some time there, but I also got the shuffle. One guy was actually pretty rude to me there because he didn't like my floor speech the other day, so I told him what I thought of that.
Where was this at when he was rude at?
Oakland.
He was rude to you.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Congressman? If you can't drop a hammer on this jerk, well, there's no use being a congressman. You need to just go down and punch him.
That comes probably a little later. Perhaps that's not really our MO.
Oh.
But, you know, it's certainly, I mean, I'm a...
I think it's a great idea. Congressman punches out VA official for not taking care of veterans. Are you kidding? Would that be great headlines?
If the headline wrote it right. Now, you don't know what you're going to get.
That's right. In Record Searchlight, Congressman beats up small man or something like that. I'm not sure what that would be. But Congressman says, take care of our veterans, and punches the administrator in the face. Socks his face off, as the kids say. All right. I'm sorry.
You know, but it's, we want to get it a little more professionally than that. But certainly, us guys out behind the bar, we can
settle these things.
Complain about some of these things, and yeah. So anyway, we think there's going to be some movement on that down
good.
There because I think a drop-in visit from a member of Congress has shaken up the office a little bit there.
Their
security protocol is being looked at, we know. And so, I mean, what do they got to be secure from, Carl? What, you know,
how many bullets? How many bullets are they buying for the VA? A million?
Probably getting up the budget. I don't know. So it's rife with problems here, and we can't even begin to slow down on this. So we hope this Bergdahl thing just doesn't become just another shiny object to draw away from this here, as they seem to drop different news items to distract from the other. You know, of course, today is D-Day, 70 years ago, and that's a positive thing we need to think about and remember and know why we do this. And so there was a piece in the news yesterday where the 93-year-old guy who had parachuted in 70 years ago, he did it again this week, and that's really cool.
He parachuted back into France this week. He's 93.
Yes, sir. It's one of those tandem ones where there's a younger man.
Yeah, I understand.
He was really excited about it. He said the worst part is the plane ride, not the jump.
That's what I always thought, too. I wasn't crazy about being in planes, but I sure like jumping out of them. Hey, we got to take a break. Are you going to be able to stay on a little bit longer, or you got to run?
Sure, I'll hang on.
Okay, good, because I want to talk, the state of Jefferson a little bit with some things that are going on. And the other thing I want to talk to you, too, about, Congressman, is apathy in the voting public. 20% of Shasta County voted.
18% statewide?
Right.
I mean, that's awful. We just had Memorial Day. We're talking about, memorializing D-Day today, and people can't turn out better than 18% for the most important civic duty that probably
happens. I want to talk a little bit about that when we get back, if you don't mind. Okay, Carl on the Debate, KCNR 1460. Our guest, Congressman Doug Lamoff. We want to talk about voting and, voter apathy and how's a way of getting people off the block here. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan and holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more.
Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who shop local. It does make a difference. With spring here, fill up those propane bottles and forklift tanks. We just got another load of ethanol-free 93 in. So after you pick up your weed eaters and lawnmowers from Al's Saw Shop, stop by and fill up your jugs. We have log and shake oil in 5-gallon pails, ready for your fences and decks. We have CFN card locks in Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. Also, now's a good time to have Johnny check out your heater if you haven't touched it in a few years or you think of trading up to get a new one. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you don't have time to come to town, give us a call. We have delivery trucks and some of the best drivers out there. All of our employees is what makes this company successful. Northern Lights Energy, Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thank you for your business.
Northern Lights Energy.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
All right, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The Carl and the Bob. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Got my hair cut there yesterday by DC. Discounts for seniors and veterans there. Man's last stronghold. The Cheers of Barbershop, Cypress Square Barbershop. And Congressman LaMalfa, let's see if you're with this. Who was that music when we were coming back? In
ZZ Top.
Wow. And the song?
I believe that was Legs, wasn't it?
You know what? Who said that congressmen are just stuffy individuals?
Well, dude, I used to hear that stuff on my tractor for years out there. And so when I was jumping, when I got tired of talk radio, you got to jump back to the rock and roll to the country, you know, right?
Yeah. So. Well, okay, anyway, it was a long...
Could change up the bumper music here because I kind of hear the same stuff sometimes here. So once you
well, we are, but that we've never played Legs before that I know of. I mean, I got Savannah here; she's going through a lot of stuff here. We had, you know, Boys Back in Town. We're going. I just don't know if we should be playing Purple Haze when the congressman is our guest.
How about Under Pressure by ZZ Top?
Okay, Under Pressure. Okay, look that one up, and we'll bounce out with that one.
That's a really good one.
Voter apathy. Did you know that 2,000 people in this county, if I looked at it right, voted for Leland Yee, who's under indictment for gun running?
That guy got nearly 300,000 votes.
What if he had won?
Well, he could have. He wasn't all that far from making the top two and being in the runoff for Secretary of State. And Secretary of State is the person who oversees the voting process of California. So what kind of reverse bunch of cynicism is that? The voters don't turn out, but when they do, they give him 10% of the vote statewide. It's unbelievable to me. What are people paying attention to besides American Idol and stuff like that?
Well, you know, what do you do, Congressman? I mean, it's really, in fact, if you're in elected office, it's, you know, you're an incumbent, and it goes, well, people don't want to vote, that's fine, I've still got a job. But, I mean, this is one of the most important things that a person can do is vote. I mean, I've seen people walk down the streets in Iraq, women, that were told, if you voted, we're going to kill you. And they still went down and voted. And yet we can't get people out of their houses or whatever, even to mail in a ballot.
You couldn't make it any easier. You have people that will give you a ride. You have the ability to have it mailed to your house. You can do it on your kitchen table in your pajamas with your fuzzy slippers on and go drop it in the box. You never even have to go outside. And if you don't know all the measures or all the candidates, leave that one blank. There's no shame in that. Or call somebody that does know, that pays attention to politics, that you trust, you know, just get it done, because there's so much been fought for and a price paid for this right and privilege that's...
What can you do? Congressman, what can you do? What can people do to get...
Everything starts at home with your family,
yeah,
and your kids, you know? And so parents need to teach your kids to care about these things. And then instill that in the schools and the curriculum there. If the schools aren't doing it, then maybe you need to look at a different school. If all they're doing is spending time talking about what your gender preferences are or what your how you're going to count global warming points or recycle a can or something like that, then maybe you need to look at a different priority in the school system there, because our kids need to carry this banner into the future on the importance of civic duty. And if they're not learning that stuff, we're seeing our country becoming immoral. We're seeing it become priority-wise is just me, me, me. We have people that, that sue over the slightest thing. Everybody's offended over the slightest thing. Like, you know, come on. I mean, I was going to say the term man up, but you have people, I think, at Duke University saying that man up is a is some kind of a gender-hostile terminology these days. Like, well, I'm sorry, for us guys, you know, we have a role that we're supposed to uphold, and we need to be leaders and
you know, there's nothing
run
wrong
our lives and respect our women, and also have them be able to be in their leadership roles as well. And I mean, it's, everything is just getting so confused these days. It's disgusting, and I'm just appalled at the direction of the priorities. It's just sue over this, sue over that, and whine and complain. And it all comes back to the beginning, Carl. What are your kids being taught?
Well, you know, the thing about manning up, I kind of look at it like this, is there's nothing wrong with being a man. And a man doesn't take advantage of a woman. They take care of their family. They take care of their kids. And they don't abuse their family. I mean, and you know, they are responsible to their community and family. There's nothing wrong with being a man. And we should make people, I mean, we should be training our children to be a man and to man up. And there's nothing wrong with that. And to say that, oh, you know, that could offend people. I frankly don't give a damn, about it and never will. And the, you know, that you want to raise your children to respect, each other and to be successes in their lives. And there's, I don't know if I'm seeing that nationwide either.
Well, kids need parents, need both of them. And, the best possible success, you know, I mean, things happen. You know, we know there's a lot of broken families out there, and God bless those moms who are hanging in there having to do the single mom thing. But men need to know their role and be strong and stick to that family. And so support your wife, support your spouse, and just make this whole thing happen, because the breakdown starts in the home. The breakdown continues when the school system doesn't teach kids what's important about our civic duty, about the importance of our country and the whole world scene, and instead we're made to think we should apologize for it, and that's all wrong.
I see that your favorite you know, media newspaper out here has said that your strength is you know, the State of Jefferson and the Second Amendment people. State of Jefferson.
What? What did you say?
The State of Jefferson movement and Second Amendment groups. I don't think there's anything wrong with being, you know, with representing everybody in your district. But the fact is, the State of Jefferson, we had Mark Barrett on today, and the movement to, and it's not just in California, it appears it's in many other states, is to change things, to change the status quo.
The paper is saying those are my strengths or my backers. Or
well, they're saying, you know, I don't know. I know you probably don't read the paper out here. It said something about, you know, when you...
I don't have a bird, no.
It says something about that, you know, that campaigning that, as you said, if you can't get in the top two, then, you know, there's something wrong, you know, and you probably don't deserve to be up there if you can't get in the top two in the general or in the primaries.
Well, I still got my farm, man, you know.
Anyway, the fact is that you have a conservative base, and part of the conservative base is, or it seems like there's a lot of work on the, there's a lot of work being done on the State of Jefferson, and the 51st state. Can you give us some thoughts about that?
Well, you know, it's the grassroots of work right there. It's the people stepping forward and saying, we don't like what is happening to us in rural California or other rural areas of the country that are being run over by urban values and urban ideals that have nothing to do with what is largely, you know, resource-based economies and maybe just a different value system, a different moral system. And people look at that and say, you know, I don't really want any part of that in my community. And so they say, what do we do to change that? Because we all know we get run over by the Bay Area and L.A. and that. So these people have stepped forward and said, look, we're going to take up the mantle of what was actually going on in the 40s and pursue this. And so they've gotten pretty good positive support.
They're getting a lot of traction.
Several counties, and Tehama County just passed a measure the other day. So, you know, I don't see anything wrong with people wanting to make a change in their government, because the hope and change they were promised 6 years ago is blowing up in their face. So what's wrong with change? It's happening all the time.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with hope and change. And I think, you know, to use the – because
– I meant just change, you know.
The hope part.
Not the trademark version.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I think a lot of, you know, people say, oh, this is just impossible. But I think, you know, one of our listeners called in.
So was D-Day, right?
That's right. So D-Day,
so
but we'd
so
still be speaking –
independent.
Yeah, so that's why I said we'd still be speaking with a British accent, because that was going to be really hard, too. And when they said that, and it was Silas Lyons was my guest, when he said, you know, I just see this as being just too hard to do, a person called in, a man called in and said, hey, this is America. You know, there's nothing too hard for us to do. There's nothing that we can't accomplish if we put our minds to it in this country. And Silas said, well, you know what, that's right. You know, that we don't quit. We don't quit in this country.
Yeah, if everybody said, oh, it's too hard, then you wouldn't have built the Golden Gate Bridge. You wouldn't have put a man on the moon. You wouldn't do anything. You wouldn't have done the Panama Canal. How many times did they try that before they finally had the momentum to get it done? So, you know, and this is a dividing a state. This is forming a new state.
Yeah.
So it's hard politically. You have all the naysayers out there. You have people making fun of it. They think people that would even talk about that. I think it's a good discussion. I think it's a thing to look into and continue the battle on. So I support that effort and think that if this is what people want to do, you know, keep the politicians out of the way. Let this be a grassroots thing, because whenever I say something about it, that becomes the media story, which is frustrating to me, and I think it's frustrating to them, because it isn't about what I say or what I think, but it's about what the people want to do with this thing.
A lot of people are behind this thing. And so I think it's going to be interesting here the next couple of years, for sure. Congressman,
and, you know, if it doesn't happen or come together this time, means maybe the public isn't ready for it right yet.
Mm-hmm.
But and maybe it is. But it's something they have to build on. You have to make the sale. You know, several amendments to the U.S. Constitution took quite a bit of time to get done too. So, you know, I like the idea that people that love the Constitution, people that love freedom, love the idea of independence, want to step forward and pursue this, no matter what the naysayers, the smart guys at the editorial boards, or the urban people think of it. I think it's worthwhile.
And I think that's a good way to. I know that you've and I got things to do, Congressman, and appreciate so much you being with us today.
Great as always to be on with you, and it's a good day of candor here, I guess. So.
Well, you know, I kind of like what you said. You know, I like what I said about just take them outside and punch them in the face. I'm just appalled so much.
That can't be my position, of course, you know, but
I know how
appalled everybody is with the lack of response.
It is. They said
we're going to go down with when the new director's there,
yeah,
and start with as clean a possible slate. You know, I want to work with, you know, when a new person comes in, you know, we have a good forest director up there in Shasta Trinity here. We've had good results of working with them. So new person gets every chance in the world
to
try and do the right thing. So if we get a good director at Oakland, hey, let's move forward and make everything work. I'll be the first one to make sure that Congress has the proper funding, the proper authorization in place so they can do their job, and applaud the many great folks are in that system that are delivering the health care, our local VSOs that are helping people get from A to B here. A lot of great folks that love and care about the veterans and want to get the job done.
There is.
You have a few bureaucrats that are just worried about, I don't know, keeping their job or not getting it done and being rude to the representative. You know, I have no time for those folks. So.
Well, you know, and our local VA clinic here is just an outstanding example of how the good things about the VA. And
yes,
unfortunately, when you go up higher into the bureaucracy, that's where the problems start. So, Congressman, I want you to, before, don't hang up, I want you to hear the bump music when we're going out here.
I won't hang up too early.
Okay, don't hang up too early here. Thanks again, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Thanks so much for giving us a call. And there was a lot of candor today. We'll just, you know, if people want to listen to it and put it into their, they can get to our archives today and listen to the Congressman once again. Thanks a lot, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, for joining us.
Costa like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Hey folks, you know where your swap and sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday, June the 6th, 70th anniversary of D-Day. Think about that. We're going to be playing taps at the end of the show in memory of our veterans out there. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on. But this portion of the show is brought to you, of course, by Bastiani Arms. They've still got that. They've got this Colt Python down there, 357 Magnum, that he's selling raffle tickets on, and all the proceeds for this are going to go to the Military Order of the Purple Heart, our local Military Order of the Purple Heart. Head on down to 2539 Larkspur and check out the gun. Also, any type of firearm you can imagine down there with John Bastiani has. And, of course, great customer service. Give him a call at 222-8222. Again, on Larkspur Lane, 2539. Okay, let's talk about all these things that are happening. Sex trafficking, drug abuse, property crime, it's happening here, it's happening now. What can you do? And from 12 p.m. to 12:45 at the corner of the park next to the Schrader Planetarium, Parking can be accessed on Orange Street. There'll be food trucks out there. They're going to stand up for your family, stand up for your neighbor, stand up for yourself. Anna Mosley and Jason Schroeder are going to be talking about what you can do to organize your neighborhood and about the Northern California Anti-Trafficking Coalition. That's going to be a good thing today. She's going to be on in a week or so, too, Anna Mosley is. Other things, of course, that are going on are tomorrow, starting at 3, in the park. That's going to go for Taking Back South City Park. 30 vendors, all types of stuff happening there tomorrow at South City Park. And then, of course, there's a baseball game or softball game between the Asphalt Cowboys and the Deputy Sheriff's Association. And then the regular baseball game, the Colt 45s, who are playing tonight also at 7:15, will be playing Saturday night, because this is all part of that plan to take back South City Park. And so families can be out there. So I encourage you to go on out tomorrow on Saturday. Now, also, I also encourage you to go out to the Haven Humane's, dog days out there. And they've got music and barbecue and vendors. And that starts around 3 o'clock. So you can do that first. Then you head on over to the softball and baseball games over in Colt 45's field. And then Sunday, you've got the Riverfront Playhouse is having something at Vendors. After the Taste of Reading. And there's, of course, there's the Relay for Life. There are so many things going on this weekend. I can't even begin to tell you about it. The other thing, of course, is, you know, there's going to be sales coming up. A lot of sales coming up on cars. You're getting close as we get into June, getting close to the 4th of July. But we can avoid the rush and head on down to Crown Motors down to 555 Cypress Avenue for great deals. Any type of Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda. So get a chance, go on down there, check out your neighbors, give them a call, 223-2177, see what they have down there, because take a look, start looking now, because huge sales coming up this 4th of July. Now, Savannah, we've got just so many things going on here, and what are you going to do this weekend?
This weekend, I am working, and I am going rock climbing.
Are you going rock climbing again?
I have not been going for the last 2 months.
Is it dangerous after you've been off for a while?
No. I mean, you want to take it easy the first day, but summertime, I'm here, I'm doing it.
Let me see your fingernails. Do you have fingernails left?
Well, I just clipped my nails yesterday, so I'm ready.
Do you, like, jam your fist in there and hang?
I've done it a couple times. I'm not that strong.
Okay.
I'm like...
Just jam in there and hang and just kind of until you, and then when you, now do you use chalks or do you use, what do you use, nuts and all these, or the...
Mm-hmm. And I actually went to, a rock gym here in town that just opened up last night.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
It's called Shasta Rock Club.
Oh.
And you pay $5, and they give you shoes, and you can go there and climb.
And, of course, now when you're climbing, you've got harnesses on you and that kind of stuff, right?
Not at this one. No.
Not at this one? So you just climb and fall down?
Yeah, but they have mats down, so, you know, just in case you fall.
Now, when we were climbing, and we did a lot of climbing in my job before, we had people down that were guiding you up the side of the face, and you just hope that they knew what they were doing. Otherwise, they take you out to an edge, and there you are, and you can't get back. So you slide down the face, and at the end, they're supposed to push you up against the wall, against the face, so you don't fall backwards.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I didn't like that either. My nose was always constantly scratched from falling down. Okay. The so many things going on next week. Gosh, you know, we're working. We're going to have the city council. People running for city council, want to have them on next week because we need to talk to them about what they're planning. We've got the chief of police on to talk about the crime, the latest crime stats, and what's going on with that next week. We have Debbie Sprague. We're going to start off the week with Debbie Sprague, the author of A Stranger in My Bed, about post-traumatic stress. And she has just been she's just been honored as one of the top leaders in assisting military families in the nation. It was back in Washington, D.C., Elizabeth Warren, who so a huge honor paid to Debbie. And absolutely, she deserves it. We've got so many things happening next week and in the coming months before the election. We're getting everybody in. We're asking everybody that's running to come in here. People that have run and won already, Les Baugh, David Kehoe, We want like to get them in and talk about what their vision is for the next 4 years. I mean, they just got one was running without opposition. David, I don't know if David's ever had anybody run against him, which is kind of strange. But and we'll get David in here and say, David, what do you see for the next 4 years, my friend? And the same thing with Les. Les, okay, Les, you had somebody run against you in that. Now, what's your vision for the next 4 years for Shasta County as far as business and education and jails and bad guys and all these things? What are you planning to do to make those changes? All of these things coming up in the month of June. And plus a few surprises, too, we've got going. The fact is that we're on the cusp right now of having to make some big changes in this town and in the way we think up here in Northern California. And you can talk about, you know, time has come for 51. I'm looking at the time has come to make our streets safe. And what is the vision for that? Why don't we have an airplane, new airplane company flying in here, a new airline coming in here? What can we do that thinking outside the box to get an airline in here? Or can we start our own airline? Reading Free Air. How about that? Or Carl Airlines. And then just a picture of people here in town like they put on the walls on the planes. And just have, you know, things like that. You know, is there ways of making things work here? D-Day, 70 years ago today, the beginning of the war, taking the war to the Nazis in Europe. So many of our veterans have passed away since then. So many are passing away every day. Take time to think about that. Take time to think about those brave men and women that fought in that war. The greatest generation.
Thomason in Washington. In Normandy, France, commemoration of the D-Day invasion 70 years ago today, and President Obama is representing the U.S. at today's ceremony.
I am honored to return here today to pay tribute to the men and women of a generation who defied every danger. Among them are veterans of D-Day. And gentlemen, we are truly humbled by your presence here today.
Russian President Putin is also there. He and Mr. Obama spoke briefly on the sidelines of today's ceremony. It was their first face-to-face meeting since the start of the Ukraine crisis. There aren't many, but some Americans still travel to North Korea. And today, the North claims to be holding one of them for an alleged unspecified crime. This would be the third American detained in North Korea. Seattle police credit bystanders with helping to stop the gunman who opened fire at Seattle Pacific University when he